This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's shaking, bacon? Welcome to the morning show. It's Tuesday. That's right. It feels like a Wednesday, but it's not. We got one more day left in the week. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's how weeks work. That's how fucking weeks work.
I thought it was Wednesday today.
Then we're getting them hump days, dude. This is my first morning show, it feels like, in like a month.
Yeah, you have not been here for a while.
I don't know. Well, I guess, because of London. That was a big one.
You were at London, then you were at a wedding, then you were at another wedding. Everyone's got crazy stuff. Kevin's out today doing some crazy stuff. Cool breaks.
So much crazy stuff
back there. Of course, if you guys are watching this morning show here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 11 a.m., and you're like, wow, this is a cool start to this show. I wonder if they do this every day. We do. We do it Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you want to watch live, you can be in the Twitch chat, just like Ant-Man0208, who says, hi, everybody.
What's up?
I imagine he says it just like that. Of course, if you are not fortunate enough to watch this with us live, because you're in London or Australia or some other place where time doesn't exist like it does here in the United States, please make sure you're commenting on this video. Make sure you're liking and subscribing it to our channel and all that jazz. Tim, I have a question for you.
What's your question, Nick?
Do you like to party?
I do like to party.
Because I like to party, too.
Oh, it's time to party!
Cannonball!
Oh, man. We got that.
Have a great show,
An
babe.
Ice all right,
thank
coffee.
You. Thanks, honey.
No, this is a what is it?
What
is
it? Party!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's hard. I didn't like the hard one.
What did he just put into your mouth?
A lifesaver?
That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
We've had those lifesavers for a very long time. Yeah. I'll tell you, I don't think they were ever fresh.
I thought it was going to be one of the, what are the gummy lifesavers?
Gummy lifesavers?
No. Lifesaver they have a name.
Lifesavers?
Is it lifesaver gummies? That's really upsetting. Someone help me.
Someone in the chat while you guys are figuring that out, I'll go into the rigmarole. Of course, this is a kind of funny morning show today. Brought to you by two amazing sponsors, MeUndies and Loot Crate. We are going to get to those a little bit later today while we give away two games. Hopefully, Joey's feeling better. I got to ping her because I totally forgot to put the games in the list. Greg will take care of that in a second. Hey, cool, Greg.
Yo.
Can you ping Fun Greg back there and ask him to put two games in the giveaway document?
Yeah.
Thank you. Or two giveaway games in the document. Of course, if you guys want to help this show out and you're watching on YouTube, we've already told you you can subscribe. But guess what? There's another way. If you're watching on YouTube, that's right, you YouTube audience, not the live audience, because you guys have already done this, YouTube. You got Amazon Prime, you're getting all those toilet paper rolls delivered straight to your fucking
house. So many toilet paper rolls.
Right to your head.
Oh,
well, guess
God.
What? If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. You probably, if you don't watch the shit on Twitch, it's cool.
It's all good,
but
homie.
You can link it to us anyway, because it would really, really help us. Yeah, it's free money. It's essentially free money, and who doesn't love free money? All right.
Gummy Savers, the chat says.
Is that what it's called?
I guess. I thought they had a more fun name, but I'll take it. I love those things, though.
The gummy savers?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that gummy doesn't make better.
It's true.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like I'm
if
a
you
big
have
gummy
a
fan.
Oh, Andrew Renee.
I'll get it later. I'm gonna get it later.
Bring it in. What are you doing?
Now I have a lifesaver right now.
What show do you remember this being?
I just hate this.
We're trying to be.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? You're in Japan.
I love this.
Hey, everybody.
For the audio listeners, Andrea Renee just came in with
got
a
hash
big,
brown,
just a big
and an egg
bag
McMuffin.
Of McDonald's.
God, I love America.
Do you want
thank
a
you.
Packet of ketchup?
Oh, no, it's going to get too messy. Okay. I appreciate it, though.
Okay.
This is my breakfast and maybe lunch.
There you go. Oh, that's going to be lunch, too?
Yeah, I'll go
that's
with
disappointing.
You,
disappointing. Okay.
To the Chipotle.
Yeah, we went there yesterday, but I'm feeling it again today. What's up, Cool Greg?
I'm sorry. Is there any way we can... When you start everything, you start with the trailers and then have me figure out how to get the stories back.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to go into the first two trailers. Today, the morning show, of course, we've got Tim, so I do want to talk about the Bumblebee trailer, of course. It was the coolest thing ever. And,
it was.
I was bummed that you weren't here yesterday to be able to watch it. You were flying.
Bumblebee?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
That's the kind of grade C humor you're going to get on this show, everyone.
Kind of funny morning show, baby.
Don't do it to it.
No, so I was in Disneyland, Nick.
Yeah.
For a wedding, and me and my brother were sharing a room. And we're hanging out, and all of a sudden, it was like 1 a.m., and I pull up my phone, and I see new Bumblebee trailer, and I was like, okay, let's get fucking hyped, because the first one was so good.
So good.
We saw it, and it was just like, okay, they're kind of getting this right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, what I liked about the first one, if you remember, it had that amazing sound, like music behind it, and you're like, okay, this is kind of cool.
It's heartfelt.
And it was like a girl in her car. And
very
I was like,
oh, E.T. feeling.
I'm digging this. I'm liking this. Like, yeah. Haley Steinfeld selling it
all
for me.
About her.
Bumblebee, very simple, has the look of Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Then they show just one quick shot of John Cena. That's all
one,
you need.
One shot of John Cena and one shot of what we thought was Starscream, but it's not Starscream.
Evidently not Starscream, but Starscream still in the movie,
Starscream,
people were telling me.
Starscream is in a scene in this trailer, but in the background. But it's not the character that we saw, which is
weird because
really
it looks exactly like Starscream.
Although, to be fair, when you think about the Seekers, Starscream, all the Jets, they all do look very similar with different colorings.
Yeah, they're all just like F-18s or whatever they were.
Whatever the fuck they
Hornets
are.
Or whatever they were, Phantoms.
So, that's cool. But I started watching this trailer with my brother, and I'm just like, someone tweeted me, it was like, Tim, stop what you're doing and watch this fucking now.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I was like, I didn't imagine it could be better than the first trailer. But then the moment we see the hologram come up of Optimus Prime,
Fuck. And
he looks like Generation 1 Optimus Prime,
yeah,
I lost my shit. I was like, oh my God, they're finally doing it. But it's like, we've seen hints of that in the other Transformers movies, yeah. A lot of hints. So I'm like, I don't know how hard they're going into this. But then they cut to the Cybertron stuff. And you see a perfect-looking Soundwave eject fucking a perfect-looking Ravage,
yeah,
who runs. And then you see a shot of of Shockwave and Starscream and the Coneheads. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? I'm all in, dude.
Then you see a shot of Optimus.
And then you see the proper shot
the
of Optimus.
The actual shot
with
of Optimus
gun.
With that gun, that dude, badass bruiser gun that he's got.
I am so excited for it. Now, I am very concerned. I wish that they were just going full bore into that. Let's just have a full reboot. I don't like that this is a soft reboot that's still lined up with it because I don't know how they're going to make it make sense.
They're
granted,
they're just going to go forward with this.
But they're not, and that's the problem. Like, we're already seeing them linking to the other movies, and I don't like that, especially because in the last Transformers movie, we already saw that Bumblebee was in Earth during the Nazi times and fought the Nazis.
Yeah. It's dumb.
So why was it the 80s now?
My guess is it's just going to be like, here's my question to you as the big Transformers fan.
Mm-hmm.
Do people really give a shit that this movie links to the other movies?
Yeah, because it's going to make it bad. That's my
point. No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, is it important to Transformers Cinematic Universe fans that this movie and the next five or six movies tie directly into the movies that came out with Shia LaBeouf?
No, but you're proving my point.
Yeah.
They do, though.
Like, so your fear is that bad. They're going to have to Days of Future Past or, like, First Classic, where we have to loosely tie it into a series that wasn't that great to begin with.
Totally. I don't think they're going to go that far, but there's still going to be bullshit where it's just like, why is this? And it's like, oh, well, if you saw the other movies, you would know. Whereas it should just be, Bumblebee should look different than he does. It should be a totally new universe.
Yeah, this should be the start of a brand new
thing. And it's not
Transformers. That's unfortunate.
It's still in the universe.
That's
kind
really
of. And it's like, that's some bullshit. But at the end of the day, I feel like what we see in this trailer is it is getting to the heart of what made at least the Generation 1 Transformers cartoon special, which is a smaller story of a boy in his car, or in this case, a girl in his car.
Yeah.
And actually the robots in disguise thing matters.
Yeah.
You know, they have to hide. It's like early season 1 Transformers.
Who are the two Transformers at the beginning of the trailer? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they come from planes.
They come as jets,
and then they go
turn into cars for no reason,
up.
And then transform, which
fuck.
Is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't remember their names. They're not like iconic Transformers.
Okay, so they're just random.
I think one of them is like a new version of Blitzwing, and the other one's like Dreadwing or some shit like that. I don't know. It's whatever. They're just the bad guys. And I think them using them instead of Starscream or somebody we know is because they've already fucking used them in the other movies. And they can't just go back and be
just
like, well, here they are.
Just do it. Listen to me, Michael Bay or whoever's producing this movie. Just do it. Who's directing this one?
The guy, Travis Knight, the guy that did Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, that's going to be good.
There's a lot of good shit going into this movie, but it's like there's still so much bullshit. And my biggest fear is all the cool Generation 1 stuff we saw there on Cybertron. We've seen 50% of it. Like, I have a feeling that scene in the movie is going to be no longer than 3
minutes. Yeah, you're not getting that. Well, the presumably, and if I remember the trailer correctly, I only watched it twice, but the rough concept, right, is that Bumblebee, they're trying to paint Bumblebee as some sort of traitor.
Criminal, yeah.
Some sort of international, or not international, intergalactic criminal that they're hunting down.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Cena's like, I don't know about that, and he's jacked.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the plot of the movie.
Pretty much.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's all the movie's going to be. But I imagine we're going to get that scene of them in the forest where Optimus Prime's hologram thing comes up. Because she's like, oh, like, do you have friends or whatever? And then Optimus is going to give a lot of exposition.
Yeah.
And while he's giving the exposition, we're going to
see
the war on Cybertron.
Yeah, we'll
and we're going to see the fight scenes, which is fucking cool. Travis Knight, the director, has alluded to, like, including a lot of his favorite Transformers in those shots. including like Wheeljack, who we didn't see in the trailer. And I'm like, this is just great. I love that he's like, fuck it, no. I want to make my Transformers movie, and I want to make the people happy. We'll see. To give it credit even to the more modern stuff where they just look like metal in a blender, the action scenes look a lot more slowed down. You can tell what's happening a lot more. There's a scene of them in a tunnel, and Bumblebee kind of like rides up on the wall and like flips over and transforms as he's fighting, and it's like, oh, you can see what's happening here. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just look like fucking chaos.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of that, though, let's not mince words, is because of the simpler character design, right? Like, they might have slowed it down and made the movements a little less complex, but it's also the fact that a Volkswagen Bug, the lines of a Volkswagen Bug are probably some of the simplest you've ever seen, and then you put that into the character design, and it's a lot easier for your eye to actually focus on what's
totally,
going on.
Totally, but it's not even just him. It's the bad guys, too, who are a bit more modern Michael Bay looking.
But dude, that shot.
But following them, when he turns into the jet, and the jet kind of stalks him slowly, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like...
Well, he doesn't turn into jet. He jump flips off and then turns into the jet.
And just lands and hovers and kind of moves. And what I like about that is jets can't move that way. No. Transformers can,
yeah,
though.
They can.
And that's fucking rad.
That's why Transformers come at you.
Dude, we're going to get a good December of movies, man.
We got Aquaman.
We'll see how that goes. But
a lot of people, when we had the Joker reveal, we were talking about the Joker. We'll get to your thoughts on that in a second. Saying that we're throwing out the WB hate here. I want everyone to be clear. I'm not on the WB hate train. Okay?
I am.
I might be slowly walking beside it. I might be staring at it, wondering and waiting to see it crash again. But I'm not on it. I watched the trailer for Aquaman, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a giant tub of popcorn and watch this fucking movie. And it may or may not be good, but I think it's going to be entertaining. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. They haven't shown me anything that makes me think it's going to be entertaining.
What did you think about the Joker, some of those set photos from Joker?
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll
see. That's my thing, right? We'll see.
The thing is, I'm most shocked the movie's happening.
It is happening.
It's happening.
It's funny because I would have.
There are set photos because the movie's being made.
It's being made, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
A Joker movie, a standalone Joker movie is being made, and we're like.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you remember if I said to you, Tiff, how old are you now? What are you, almost 30?
29.
If I said to a 15-year-old Tim, how old were you when you were 15? Like, what year was it?
I was 15.
When you were 15?
When I was 15.
What year was it?
2006.
Okay, if I said to you in 2006, Tim, right now there is a standalone Joker movie and a Venom movie being made, would you be losing your shit?
Dude, I will never forget in 2008,
because I'd be losing
when
my shit.
I Am Legend came out, and we were in the movie theater, and it's this like apocalyptic world of New York, and Will Smith goes to Times Square, and there's fucking just vegetation everywhere. And you look up, and there was a movie billboard for Batman versus Superman. And all of us were like, holy shit, can you imagine if that movie was real? And then we got it.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
You're making a solid point where it's like, and that was less than 10 years, or I guess 10 years ago. In 10 years, we've gotten so many fucking movies that would have been dreams.
I know. We're ostensibly, for all intents and purposes, on a Transformers reboot. We already drove that series into the ground, and we're essentially rebooting it.
Yeah, I don't count it as a reboot. That's my problem. This just feels like more. It's a spinoff, if anything.
It needs to be a reboot.
It does, and it's not.
We need to make that happen. We can make it happen.
We can't.
We can make it happen.
I wish we could.
I think we can.
I believe in you, Nick.
I don't know. I'm excited about it. All right. Well, that was fun. Let's talk a little bit about housekeeping. Let's go into housekeeping real quick, Cool Greg, and then we'll jump back into the news.
What kind of hotel is this?
Tim, I already asked you this question. I already burned this joke, but I'm gonna ask you again. Do you like to party?
I do like to party.
Do you like to Mario Party?
I love the Mario Party.
Dude, this Let's Play was one of the most fun. This is like the most fun I've had in a long time doing Let's Plays with you guys.
Yeah, don't spoil it, because there is an epic part two that people need to know what happens.
No, trust me, I'm not gonna spoil it, but this was one of the, I'm so powered down. So powered down right now.
Are you ready to take your partying to another level?
I am Red Bull Man.
Thanks. It's me, Red Bull Man, I guess. That's who I am.
And there we go.
That's good.
Thank you.
There you go. One home of cake.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
He brought it back from Texas. Open your mouth.
No,
open your mouth. Eat it.
What is it?
Eat the chip.
Don't oh, my you God. Love I hate everything about this.
Red Bull Man.
Man, tell you what, Red Bull Man. Unpredictable.
Yeah.
I did not know Red Bull Man was going to do that.
First off, a lifesaver shoved in my mouth. One thing. Second off, a chip straight up just put on my just cheek shoved and into crackled. Your
that might actually have been assault. I'll be honest with you. You can probably sue him now.
Yeah, for Red assault. Bull man.
God man, I feel it. Bad for the people that listen to the show, all 10 of you. Mm-hmm. That must have been very confusing right there. And yes, to answer your question, chat, fucking Omega Batman or whoever's in the Oscar right now, I am pouring the Red Bull over the Diet Coke.
I appreciate that. Oh, that was Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So you finished the iced coffee.
Yeah.
Then you finished the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And now you're about to finish the Red Bull.
Yeah, I'm
the sugar free Red Bull.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Going into it. Mm-hmm. Going into it. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're not familiar with that channel, we do Let's Plays. We do a series called Party Mode. And let me tell you, we did Mario Party and it was so frickin' fun. And I can't. Oh, hey, Greg Miller.
Hey, I'm
did you
sorry.
See Red Bull Man?
I was just watching live Holy back sh- there, and Red Bull Man, what a nightmare, man. I don't know why.
That guy is a little crazy.
I don't know why. Anything
I felt bad ordering a Red Bull. I thought it was just good. Greg Miller was going to
oh,
deliver
no,
wait, the Red
I
Bull
just,
Man.
You know, it's me and Red Bull Man. And then who was the first guy that came out with the Coke? Was that me? You know, we're all chilling back there.
Who's that me?
I think that's Party Guy. Party Guy's
party
back
guy?
There. Yeah.
Because sunglasses, that's the Party
that's
Guy.
That's Party Guy.
Shirtless guy, Wonder Woman cape. That's Red Bull Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid reasoning.
Red Bull gives you wings.
That's what they say.
And also
that's
the makes you smash line. Tortilla chips into your friend's face. All right, go check out that party mode. It's really, really good. We had a blast playing that. And
it is, man. I'm so
excited. I actually want to go back and play
Mario Party.
Mario Party again.
Hell yeah.
That was
we
fun.
Should.
That was really fun. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was doing the entire time. Shocker.
That's the fun of Mario Party.
That is the fun of Mario Party. Next up, we are we just recorded yesterday. Amazing Spider-Man 2 in review. That's going to be live Thursday, 9 a.m. If you want to catch up, though, you got a lot of catching up to do. Right now, live is The Amazing Spider-Man. That's right. Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone. The chemistry is palpable.
Palpable.
Palpable. Let us come watch. Make sure you catch up with us because we have some very choice things to say about The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Is it better than the Sam Raimi movies? You'll have to watch
have
to find
to
out.
Watch to find out. But yes, it is. Also, continuing our theme of Spider-Man this month, patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the fan mail tier. We are giving away two very exclusive one-off items. Very, very excited. Oh my God, football boy.
No, it's no. DiGiorno.
Oh, Bob DiGiorno's here.
Bob DiGiorno.
Bob DiGiorno.
Good day, everyone.
You look like one of the Star Wars guys.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
End of Rogue
doing
One.
This thing. I'm
yeah.
doing that thing.
Yeah.
Clocking people's speed. What's that guy giving
just
speed
in and
tickets?
Just check, make sure everybody likes DiGiorno pizza, you know?
Yeah, we do.
All right, cool.
That's so fun.
You did your job today, DiGiorno, man.
We are giving away exclusive a PS4 cover for Shirtless Spider-Man on the Kind of Funny Games fan mail tier, signed by Greg Miller. And then over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, we are giving away an art print done by the one and only Panda Musk. I'm very excited about both of those, so please, if you're interested in supporting the show and you want something cool to get out of it, go check out the fan mail tiers. Of course, all of the fan mail mailers from last month have been sent out. Thank you to all you on Reddit who have chosen to show me yet again how stupid I am by posting all of my dumb quotes that I wrote on those pictures. I got a kick
oh, yeah.
out of it.
There's a lot of those.
If Tim will attest, I make myself laugh more than anyone else makes me laugh.
It's true. Not as much as Greg Miller makes Greg Miller laugh.
No, Greg Miller makes Greg Miller laugh.
To a point that he looks like he needs to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's in physical pain from how hard he's laughing. There's a little preview for the Amazing Spider-Man 2 review. We go off on a tangent about Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
And Greg Miller, man.
Yeah.
He knows way too much.
Why does he know so much about
shit? I don't
shit?
Know. It like, doesn't make sense, especially not Charlotte's fucking web. When's the last time you guys thought of Templeton the Rat?
Who the fuck knew Templeton was the rat? I was like, that was the pig, right? He's like, no, dude, dumbass. Wilbur was the pig. And I'm like, oh fuck me. I'm sorry. I don't remember my Charlotte's Web. I was too busy reading fucking Shakespeare when I was in high school. You know?
High school. Why do you bring high school into it?
Because that's the last time I read anything of any merit or value.
That's the last time I read anything
of any merit or value. When someone forced me to read Shakespeare, I was like, all right. And then I was like, nah, I don't want to read Shakespeare. Greg, just hang out. Are you done doing your show? Make Andrea do the work. You hang out with us.
God, I tell you what, Andrea, I'd love her to do something around here. You know what I mean?
It's not like she brought.
We did the pregnant pause and looked back, waiting for you to come in. She's just fucking going off.
Just angry with it. I do love that. We're at a point now where we're getting a call from McDonald's food in the morning. I respect that about Andrea.
Yeah, Andrea and Renee called us. Do you guys want Egg McMuffins? Yes, I want an Egg McMuffin. Did I have an Egg McMuffin yesterday with my brother at the airport? Yes, I did.
Fuck yeah, you did.
When's the last time I had an Egg McMuffin before that? Probably 5 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Egg and McMuffins now I'm are great. For two. I get weak in the knees for a good Egg McMuffin.
They're so good. And
before we get too far off track, what I'd like to do is defend my honor.
Off track.
As you know, I'm an avid watcher of this show.
Yeah.
I'm over there.
By the way, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Because as you know, I've not watched Games
you
Daily
have no idea what
time.
Happens on any of the other shows. Unless, of course, one of the narcs in the audience, I make a joke about you and they got to go fucking tweet you.
Yeah,
and
then
three
I have
days
my
later,
spies.
You look at your Twitter and you see
I have my little finger spies. I do respect, though, that all, my whole...
Tiger's got normal size fingers.
That's whatever. I do respect that my entire knowledge of Games Daily is Kevin shouting things and making noises. So all I know is that you do a segment called, A Baker's Dozen! Yeah. And then Kevin goes, and it makes me want to just cock the gun back one more time and put a fucking bullet in his head.
Well, okay, so for two things.
Yeah.
Put a pin in that because I want to come back to that.
Greg's just laughing his ass off. Blueberry feels my pain right there.
First and foremost, I want everyone to know when they watch The Amazing Spider-Man 2 review and we get to the Charlotte's Web section, you will notice... You just said, and I was like, hey, dumbass. That's Andy. Andy's the one who goes in hard on you.
Fuck
but
Andy,
he's kind of making a joke about it. But he's
We're obviously making jokes. But when I see Andy, I'm going to punch him in his stupid, beautiful face.
And then I don't know if you've seen this. It's very popular on the internet today. It's a big movement today on the internet. Podcast Beyond from IGN, episode 45. Do you remember this one?
Yeah.
Podcast Beyond, episode 45.
I mean, I remember that you used to do Podcast Beyond.
It's
and I'm assuming you got to 45.
It's from 2008.
Yeah.
It's myself, Chris Roper.
I remember Podcast Beyond 300,
Ryan
where poor Shuhei was everyone was just mobbing him, and I had to get him water, and he was so thankful. And then I was like, you can just leave whenever you want.
Nah, he can't.
And he was like, no, I refuse to.
Yeah. The reason it came up is, you know, Brian Intihar.
Mm-hmm.
He was through the spoiler cast.
Creative director of Spider-Man.
Turns out he came by and did Podcast Beyond episode 45. And,
really?
Some psychopath out there in the Kind of Funny Best Friends audience was listening to that recently and was like, oh man, it's funny to see him on the spoiler cast. So I went back and I thought that was crazy. I don't remember this episode and started listening to it. First off, why the fuck did anybody listen to these shows? It's just 45 seconds at the beginning of us all going Beyond, 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 just back and forth. But
not
then
much has changed.
It was the thing of like, I forget how long we've been doing the fucking, it's the official list of upcoming software. And we did that and like the jingles were still there and I'm like, man, talk about a show that just hasn't been reinvented in more than a decade.
People love
I just keep
that.
Changing the title of this fucking show and people keep showing up to watch.
People love it. It's good. Hey, man, let's say when a bit works, you got to drive it into the ground.
Drive it into the ground,
somebody
man.
Somebody yesterday, you know, Games Daily was all about the Telltale stuff. 45 minutes of Telltale. It's going to be like that today, too. Lots more. One of the questions, though, was somebody being like, hey, I'm a newish listener and I'd love to know the backstory on all the jingles and the things. And I'm like, I don't have time. I don't even know. Nobody, like,
I don't
you know
think anyone knows.
Archaeologists need to go back and find that.
There's some dignity.
It belongs
to do.
In a museum.
It does belong. You have to, but you have to give that time.
Do you need
time.
To party again?
No. The party is still happening in
okay,
the Red
just
Bull.
Making sure, just making sure.
I'll be honest with you, though. I don't think I ever need to party that hard again. I think Red Bull Man took it up a notch that I was not. Red Bull Man did
Red
like,
Man made
brought
it
like jello shots, and I was like, I just want a cocktail.
Red Bull know? Man made everyone extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, Red Bull Man. Did. Red Bull Man's like the guy at the club that's like, you have to get bottle service, and none of us wanted bottle service.
Like, we fuck that guy, dude. Service. I hate that
can
guy.
I just stand at the bottom?
You fucking idiot.
Before I go back and get the show,
sure.
Get the show, you know, going
don't,
here. Because again, Andrew Renee in there. Just fucking looking at her What's Good Games Patreon or YouTube numbers. And
just watching
like,
those numbers going up.
I did it. You know what
just,
I mean?
Just, you know, just biding her time.
I've been watching
she
a show
leave.
From HBO called Succession. Did you hear about this? You ever watch this?
They used to show. She has been watching it while I'm laying in bed.
Have you been paying attention?
Mm-mm.
I'm very in. Jen and I are very in on
it.
It started off episode one. You're like, I don't really know. And they do a really good job of giving you... bad guy characters or kind of douchey characters, but making us care about them. You
that's
know
what
I mean?
About like, Brian Cox is the dad that sort of like doesn't
like,
want
to
retire.
Like, he's basically like Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, and he won't give it to his kids.
To take over. Yeah,
and Kieran Culkin, they're one of the Culkins is in
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're nailing it. You got it all. You got it all. I highly recommend it. Just want to put that out there.
Now let me ask you this question. Do you have Showtime?
No, I don't.
Okay. Never mind then.
What did you want me to watch?
It was an if-then statement. Billions. Is phenomenal.
Okay.
And I'm so disappointed. I don't have Showtime anymore because again, my war against Comcast means that sometimes I have HBO and Showtime and sometimes I'm just, I gotta watch The Great British Baking Show.
Sure.
Phenomenal.
Sometimes
by the way.
You have to
you
watch
gotta
it. I gotta give it a shot. I'm still on American Vandal. Only two episodes down.
Oh, fuck. I haven't even, I forgot
fucking
about
Gia
two.
Just keeps falling
season
asleep. She does that thing where she's just like, I'm watching. And I'm like, and then I'll tap
off.
Her. I'll be like, Gia?
She's
like, what? And I'm like, you're asleep. And she's like, no, why are you saying my name? I'm like, to wake you up. And she's like,
go,
I'm not asleep. No,
just let her go.
Let her sleep?
Yeah.
No, because then she'll make me rewatch it again. And then do it again.
That's not, that's not my
you
household.
Just don't, I mean, play this clip for her, you know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta let people learn
she
from
can't
their
do
mistakes.
That.
It's my like, household has a rule. If you, if you leave the room and you it keeps going.
Sure.
You understand me? If we both decide, hey, we're going to pause it and move on. But
I pee too much for that.
But when I'm.
You do pee a lot.
When I'm watching a show, if I'm like, hey, I'm going to watch another episode. And my wife's like, she has to give me the go ahead. There's just too much shit to watch. We're watching 5 seasons of The Great British Bake Off. You're going to miss Biscuit Week. I'm sorry. You're just going to miss it.
That shit's fine, though.
Okay.
Now is that, that's cookies?
Yeah. That's okay. What the Brits call cookies.
Yeah, just making sure.
It's cute.
I've been gone for so long from Merry Old London that I just can't keep it all.
You can't remember the vernacular?
Yeah.
Yeah. Biscuit Week is my favorite week. I just want everyone to know that.
You got to risk it for the biscuit, they say, right?
You really do. And they have to make like 3 different types of it. It's just the light. It's just the. Let me sell you on this show. I'm talking about this.
I'm sold on the show.
It's like an American show.
Yeah.
Except there's not really that much drama. And in place of drama, they put delight.
I mean, I didn't give it a shot. This sounds horrible. I'm going to be honest.
It's super fun.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a cooking competition show. Do you like MasterChef or Top Chef?
No, not really.
Then you probably hate this.
Yeah.
You probably hate this. But it's very cheeky.
If there's not girls in bikinis and guys with their shirts off on a paradise island, I don't know that I want any part of it.
It's mostly just a smattering of British people. And they're all smiling, and when they lose, they're just very lovely about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, Tim, you have to leave. And Tim would be like, you know what? You're right. It's my time to go.
Good show, Chad.
Had a great time. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's just lovely.
Okay.
Andy was right.
Hashtag. Andy was right.
Andy was right. Got a couple upcoming comedy dates before we get back into some other stuff right now. Tonight, I've been booked on a fun show over at La Raca's. That is 9 p.m., 957 Columbus Avenue. That'll be tonight. Excuse me. 8 p.m. I don't know why I put 9 p.m. 8 p.m. tonight, I'll be at La Raca's. It's in North Beach. If you guys are around there, want to come for a cocktail, it's going to be a fun comedy show. This is home of rugby, apparently, so if you're into rugby, cool. And then Thursday night, I'll be at Java on Ocean Avenue at 7 p.m. Doing some fun stuff over there. That's a little coffee shop.
Sorry, you lost me here.
It's cool, man. I walk by there all the time.
Yeah.
I'll go to that one.
Yeah.
Rugby. What's rugby have to do with anything?
It's just the bar I'm at tonight, apparently, is a rugby bar.
Oh, it's a rugby bar. Okay.
Yeah, it's where they show rugby.
I think you're saying it's the home of rugby.
That's what, it's like their tagline.
I'm pretty sure that's not in America.
La Raca's is like the home of the rugby bar or whatever.
Okay. I don't fucking
know. My buddy Marty that's organizing the show is a huge rugby fan. So much so that he's either always dressed like he just practiced rugby or he just practiced rugby.
Okay.
He shows up in like shorts
and
that
one
are
of those like striped shirts.
Always that, and then a rugby jacket that apparently rugby has not changed its style since the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
because it is hideous.
Yeah.
Fucking hideous. But it's his thing now. He's the rugby guy.
You gotta go into
it. He dresses like a 1980s hooligan, like a rugby guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, because everyone makes fun of him. But yeah, he's got great thighs.
Great thighs, man. That rugby will do it to you.
So if y'all bored, come out with that. Okay, tip reminder before we get into other fun discussions, which I'm sure will fucking be derailed completely by one of Greg's fun characters. If you guys wanna tip us at the $5 or above level, we will take that. And you know what? Here's the deal. Tim hasn't been back on this show in a while.
It's been a while.
So I want you to give him $5 and pay him a compliment.
Please do.
Pay him a compliment.
I'll take it.
You know, send Tim some sweet, nasty love via money right now.
Yeah, play the tip thing.
Give me the tip.
Give me your fucking money!
Sometimes I think this whole show is just an excuse to
have
steal that person's clip one more time. First up on tips, Alex of Chicago says, hi, always been curious of the setup of the show. What is in front of you guys? Any chance of snapping a picture of it for Instagram or something? Love the show. Sure, we'll do that later. Follow me on Instagram, @Nick_Scarpino. You can also see all of the information that I just said for comedy stuff. Also follow me on Twitter, because fuck yeah. And follow Tim on Twitter. Narcissism gave us 101 cheers, but no tip, no comment there, and obviously didn't hit our 500 cheer threshold. I don't understand why you people can't do math. 500 cheers. And I understand that I'm oh, Greg, what are you doing here?
I'm stealing your content before you came.
That's fine.
Don't go to Nick's Instagram. Go to Instagram.com/GameOverGreg. You can watch my story.
You know why? Do your own show.
Do your own show.
You know? And then come back and sit at the shock mic.
Because I like when you're
there. All right. Cozy Bear Live gave us a tip and said, hey, Tim and Nick, in light of recent trend of artists on Twitter merging the Super Crown with Bowser to create Bowsette, what inanimate objects from video games would you use the Super Crown with for context? And he gave us a bit.ly link here. I don't understand any of that. So, Tim, you have to take this. Have you seen this? Do you know what's going on here?
There's this thing where in New Super Mario Bros. U for the Nintendo Switch, Deluxe, whatever the fuck they're calling it, when Toadette uses the Super Crown, she becomes Peachette. She looks like Peach, but she's bigger. So now they're like, if Bowser puts on the crown, then he becomes Bowsette. And it's this really, the internet's nasty. They've taken it way too far.
Oh, Bowsette gets nasty. Is that Bowsette right there?
Yeah, can you pull this up, Cool Greg?
Oh, give me a second.
Yep. But yeah, it's pretty much, it looks like Peach, but she's wearing black. She has sharp teeth and wears a lot of spikes. And that's Bowsette, and the internet's super into it right now. And I've been gone too long, so I don't understand why or how this is all happening. I can't answer your question.
Now you know what it's like to be me every day of my life.
Every day of your goddamn life.
Well, Cool Greg's working on that. Actually, Cool Greg, don't worry about that real quick. Yeah, it's because I know you're all set up to play that Fantastic Beasts trailer. No, right? Is that correct? Or are we not?
Or Bumblebee?
Oh, well, we're done with Bumblebee. I think we talked about
Bumblebee. Yeah, we can skip forward to Fantastic Beasts.
I just want to watch the trailer with you real quick and see if you... Because Cool Greg is our Geiger counter, right? Mm-hmm. On whether or not Fantastic Beasts is going to be hot.
Let's watch Fantastic Beasts. Let's do that.
All right, we'll get into the rest of the tips in a second. Cool Greg, do we have the capabilities of this? We do. Look at that. You fucking nailed it.
You guys ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on one sec. Let me make sure this is up. This is the final trailer. What's that? Skugans.
Burgers B says, has Nick finished Dead Cells? No, not yet.
Fuck. It's not going to happen. Hold on, I got to switch over to the thing. There we go. You see this setup? This is professionalism. All right. Let's watch this. They're teasing out some sort of new character today. Maybe it's J.K. Rowling's.
An address. What's that? A safe house in Paris. Why would I need a safe house in Paris?
Should things at some point go terribly wrong, it's good to have a place to go, you know, for a cup of tea.
My brothers, my sisters, the clock is ticking faster.
Oh, that's dope looking.
My dream, we who live for truth, for love, the moment has come to take our rightful place. In the world where we wizards were free. Join me or die.
The wizarding is fucking wizarding world.
Dude, this looks good.
Over a century. Grindelwald wants to see that piece destroyed.
You want me to hunt him down? Kill him. Dumbledore, why can't you go?
I cannot move against Grindelwald. It has to be you.
You don't suffer from motion sickness, do you?
I don't do well on boats.
You'll be fine.
Do you know why I admire you, Nick? You do not seek power. You simply ask, is the thing right? The time's coming when you're gonna have to pick a side.
No, I don't do sides.
What are you gonna do?
I think it's happening.
You never met a monster you couldn't love.
Let's take it.
All right.
That's your brother?
I think that might have been the best moment of my life.
That looks pretty cool. I really am kind of blown away by how much new footage is in this trailer compared to the other trailer.
This is like we're seeing a whole...
So many different scenes and
locations.
A lot of different
scenes, yeah.
That looks kind of cool.
I love the use of the strings. I like the music.
The music was dope. This is a lot more action-focused than Harry Potter movies typically are.
Needed to be. The first one was not very good.
The first
one was not very fun.
This looks a lot better than Fantastic Beasts 1.
It looks
like,
that's why I'm jacked about this. They're starting to build momentum with this world, which is kind of cool. Cool Greg.
Yo.
Did she say, was that Voldemort's snake?
I don't know. It seems like it does.
Right? Nagini, is that what it's called? Nagini. I heard it both ways. Jesus. It's Nagini.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
I need to watch these movies, man.
What's that? Andrew, if you're going to come in here and talk, come in here and talk. Christ. You know? I'm tired of feeling like I'm disappointing you. Do you understand me? Have you seen this trailer yet?
Of course I've seen this trailer. What
Sorry, I didn't know if you had a break in between driving here and getting everyone else food but me.
I told Greg to ask everybody. Did he not ask you?
I know, but you know I say no, and then when the carbs are in front of me, I eat them. What's your read on this trailer?
I'm fucking so hyped. It looks so good. I really loved Fantastic Beasts.
Did you really?
And the only complaint I had about that movie was that there wasn't enough magic in it, mm-hmm. and that it was just a little too suspense, like spy thriller, like trying, like more detective, I guess I would say.
And then, like, this looks even more
like what's happening. And this one obviously is like leaning a lot more heavily into that because of Grindelwald. So it looks really good.
I like.
And like, yeah. I need something to scratch my Harry Potter itch.
Are you into Jude Law as Dumbledore?
Jury's still out. Haven't decided yet. Haven't seen enough of him in that role.
I like him as this like weird secret agent where he's like a teacher at Hogwarts, but he's also running like Black Ops CIA stuff.
Yeah.
Where he would have to go hunt this guy down, but he's also like, I got a class, I got to go over here. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is just a bold-faced proclamation. If you're going to make a Star Wars movie, it's got to have a lightsaber in it. If you're going to make a Harry Potter movie, I better fucking see Hogwarts at least once. And we got the Grand Hall, we got Hogwarts, we got all that stuff. I'm back in.
Okay. You didn't like Fantastic Beasts.
I didn't love Fantastic Beasts. It was fun, it was long, and it was unfortunately having to bear the burden of establishing all these new characters that we really didn't know before. You know, you knew Newt Scamander from like some throwaway lines in some of the books about the book that he wrote, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him, but you didn't give a shit about him. Did anyone care about him? I'm sure there was a couple of you Hufflepuffs out there that cared.
I was going to say, there's tons of people.
Us Ravenclaws don't give a shit.
About the lore of the world.
Well, they're called Hufflepuffs, and, you know, they accept everyone. This gets me excited. I'm pretty jazzed about this, because they're building out this world a little bit more, which is what everyone loves about Harry Potter, obviously. Like, it's great, but the heart of Harry Potter, when we watch the movies, you'll see is that eventually, whenever you watch the movies or read the books first.
Wait, have you never seen the movies or read the books at all?
I've seen the first two movies, and that's it.
Why?
And I read the first book as well.
Dude, if you guys do a Harry Potter review, I have to be on that series.
Yeah, done.
Like, no questions.
Well, I'm just letting you know, you don't want to be part of our interview series.
Yeah, she does.
You can't come back from that.
Yeah, you can.
It changes you.
In the best way possible.
Do you think that's going to be the worst thing that's happened to me since I started working with Kinda Funny?
I don't know, man. That show goes places.
Let's just put it on this. We've never talked about this before. But there's a part of all of us that just wants to chip away at that professional exterior of yours and make you one of us. And you're fighting it very well because, you know, to be fair, you have a lot more organizational skills than we do. But eventually we'll get you.
We'll get you.
Okay. Eventually you'll show up.
I've had my hair done on this show before.
A little bit.
15 points! 49!
Professor McGonagall. All right. You know what? Now you're just, you started with just celebrating Harry Potter. Now you're insulting Harry Potter by calling him the Wizard of Oz.
Me!
So good to see you, Professor McGonagall.
I'm impressed by your swiftness in putting this costume on.
That took him 55 minutes. He was wearing a DiGiorno shirt, and he came back 30 minutes later in that costume. Good God.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, that's 11:45. All right, let's speed through.
I'm leaving now.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Tim.
Yes.
Actually, cool, Greg. Did we ask for those? Did you hit up Greg for those giveaways or no? He did? Cool. So we have those there?
I didn't check, but he did, I think.
He's going to have to pick people as well. We need one more. I'm actually going to do the ad read real quick.
Go for it.
Because we're a little late in the show right
Let's
now.
Get
I
want to
make sure
baby.
We talk about our amazing sponsors. As you know, we have two sponsors today. First of which is Loot Crate. And they have Loot Gaming. Tim, what is Loot Gaming, you're asking? Great question. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive video game collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you.
Nick, I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of different franchises.
Sure.
If I was a fan of like maybe Marvel Spider-Man or Metal Gear Solid.
Or Sonic the Hedgehog.
Or Sonic the Hedgehog. Or
Doom.
Or Doom. Would this be the product for me?
This Loot Gaming would be the product for you right now, man. Yes.
Wow.
The September crate has those four incredible franchises, including, Marvel, Spider-Man, Sonic the Hedgehog, Doom, and Metal Gear Solid. There's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate. And let me tell you, this crate, this Loot Gaming packs a $60 value into each crate for less than $30 a month. You can't lose. I like this, they say. It's like giving yourself a birthday present.
It is,
month.
Dude.
And I appreciate that.
Every month could be your birthday.
Here's how you take advantage of this great crate. This crate will sell out. You only have until Thursday, September 27th at 9 p.m. to guarantee your order, or it's gone forever. Get the best surprise each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Gaming. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. What's that? I'll say it again. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. Our next sponsor, that's right, two games, two sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, is MeUndies. You have heard us talk about MeUndies ad nauseum. It's because we swear by these undies. Mm-hmm. If I'm a betting man, which I am,
yes.
I'm willing to bet Tim's wearing MeUndies right now.
I am wearing MeUndies right now. And MeUndies, obviously, they converted me on the undies side years ago, at this point.
You were an early convert. They sent them to you, and you felt them, and you were like,
I'm in.
This micromodal fabric is soft. How soft?
It's like three times
softer than regular cotton.
You could feel it, immediately. But jokes aside, they have a whole line now, where they have the socks, they have the shirts, they have, the loungewear, all this stuff. And, man, they really got me to the point that I'm just like, do I need another pair of these? I'm going to get them. The shirts are my new go-to shirts. For years, I had my go-to, the essentials, the black shirts, the white shirts, the gray shirts, whatever. MeUndies changed the game because they're also three times softer. And you got to love that. I like the way they fit. Mm-hmm. So I'm going all out. I'm buying five of each.
I love it. I'm with you. The fun part about
this
also.
I'm using the code.
Are you going to use that code?
Hell yeah.
Well, the good thing is, this is risk-free. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee. You're going to love these undies. But if you're not into them, just send them back for a full refund. Also, they're doing a cool membership. Right now, MeUndies just launched a brand new membership. You can level up your top drawer with new undies each month. Members gain access to exclusive prints that no one else can get. They get special member pricing on every product MeUndies makes.
I just got some Star Wars ones.
And you can switch styles or skip any month you want. Here's what you need to do to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning.
MeUndies, soften up your life.
MeUndies, put us around you. I'm just trying stuff. I'm just throwing it out there.
We'll see what sticks.
I love how you've been cleaning up the chip for the last hour.
I've
and
been trying.
Still, somehow that one chip made such a big mess.
It did.
That's the Greg Miller way.
I mean, now it's just salt. You know what I mean? Salt in the wounds.
We're going to go ahead and give away a couple games right now. Of course, if you're watching this live and you're in the Twitch chat, you are automatically entered to win in the giveaway. If you're a subscriber, that is even better. You got two ways to win then. You can be in the chat, subscribe, or if you're watching this on YouTube and you say, hey, that's no fair. How come I can't win something for free once in my life? How come I can't call into that radio contest and be calling number five and get those cool jazz tickets that I never ever reclaimed because I don't care about jazz, but I just wanted to win something to feel special for once? Well, you can. Go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 above level. You get entered to win. You also get all the cool perks of the $1 above level, which is watching the shows live and watching the crazy things that I say and unfortunately have to cut out of the show because, quote, we like this business and we'd like it to go on forever. Today's winners are from the Twitch chat, Stargazer. You have won Blade Strangers on PS4 and Blake Island. Island. From Kinda Funny Games Patreon, you have won Planet Alpha on Steam. Alrighty tidy.
Righty tidy.
Cool. It is 11:51. Let me see if there's any more stories I wanted to go through here. Now, there's a Creed 2 trailer dropping tomorrow, which I'm very excited about.
Interesting.
There's a poster out about that. You can see it right there.
Dope as fuck.
So, are you on the show with me tomorrow?
Who's I'm
the
not.
Show? Is Andy on the show?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Greggy. Cool, that'll be. Well, you pop on the show. Yeah. Are you into Creed? Did you watch Creed 1?
I have not yet. I'm a bad person.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
I think you'll like it.
I don't think I've ever seen any Rocky movie all the way through. I've ever seen bits and pieces of a whole bunch of
them. Well, you can just watch Creed. It's pretty much you Rocky think? 1. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty much a remake of Rocky, but with the roles reversed a little bit. It's very, very endearing. I like it very much. There's not much other news other than there's a slight hit. Bring up this next news story, the James Gunn script. It's possible that they're using James Gunn's original script for Guardians of the Galaxy 3, confirmed by his brother.
Okay. It's also possible they don't.
No. He was saying they're moving forward with it, and he was like, with the how fast all this stuff's going, it's not going to be easy for them to get another script together, so they'll probably just use that. And they are moving forward with filming the movie, of course.
I mean, I'm shocked at that. I'm a little interested in where we're at, because like, this is a turning point in Marvel movie history.
This is the first big stumbling block.
Where not only is it the first big stumbling block, this is the first time that we don't know the lineup of movies coming out in the next couple of years. So it's like forever ago, like once Iron Man happened, we knew the lineup going into Avengers. And then pretty much right after that, we knew the lineup all the way through Infinity War Part 2, whatever next year's Avengers 4 ends up being. Right now, we know there's Homecoming 2, or Spider-Man Far From Home. We know there's Guardians 3 happening,
right?
But there's all the turmoil with that. Besides that, we don't know anything.
But you have to imagine they are going to announce that after the next Avengers comes out.
I wonder how they're going to do it. I'm interested. We'll see.
It's going to be fun, right?
Yeah.
I like that there's a little mystery surrounding
it. Yeah, no, it's
I like
great.
That we don't know for
it's
once.
Cool.
We have faith that Marvel will deliver very good movies.
Let's go, baby.
And again, if you guys want to walk alongside the other train, that is Warner Brothers, come with me. I'm walking next to it. I'm not on the hate train, but I am next to it. Maybe driving a cool car, looking at it, like when's it gonna crash?
Yeah.
Or when's it gonna take off? Who knows? You don't want to talk about Mel's Kitchen. Let's just go into the chat.
We'll do that later. Yeah, let's chat with some people. Man, it's been a while.
If you guys want to talk to us, more tips. Excuse me. I'll go ahead and read tips, and then we're gonna go into the 3 and 3. If you guys want to queue up questions, comments, or compliments, you want to talk about anything we watched today on the show today, you want to ask Tim questions about his hair or what underwear he's wearing, please do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
King Franchise 88 says, I love the new Creed poster because you know there was a moment where someone looked at that photo and said, can we make Michael B. Jordan look about 70% wetter?
Oh, yeah. He's glistening. But his arms are fucking so big. Let's see. Fargo Brady gave us a tip and said, hey, guys, haven't tipped in a while, so I figured I was due. How awesome would it be, however unlikely, if the final sequence to the Joker movie is him walking into a dark room and finding Jared Leto tied to a chair? We talked about this a little bit of like Jared Leto's Joker being, you know, Tim Drake and then him doing all that stuff yesterday. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be a tie-in with those other movies.
I don't know.
We talked about how awesome it would be if this was their were you doing Venom?
Venom, yeah.
Yeah, great. That's great. Let's see. Robin GL says, Nick, when is Kind of Funny Morning Show Cross Collider Live happening? Well, I would love that. I would love that. I got to get those guys back up. Skizza gave us a tip and said, hey, Tim, you're a super great guy, and I dig what you do. Nick, you know how I feel. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate you. Angel Bum gave us, 22 gave us 400 cheers. Narcissism gave us 399 more cheers and says, love the show, guys. Thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate you finally meeting the 500 cheer thresholds. You know, we are nothing if we are not. We have to play by the rules here.
Play by
we
the
can't
rules.
Can't break rules. Panzer G2 gave us a tip and said, paying the Tim tax. That's a new thing now. That's
Tim Tax, baby.
Tim, welcome back to the morning show, and your hair is on point. Real
Thank
talk.
You.
Tim, don't wake people who fall asleep while watching TV. Trust me, there's nothing more annoying. Also, Nick's undisputed reign as champion will never end.
There is something more annoying. It's people that fall asleep while we're watching TV.
What you got to do is just you got to get her into the recap mentality. Where you got to start training her so that when she wakes up, what happened? Oh, here's what happened. Cool, we don't have to watch that. There's too much shit to watch.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
I know. Jack Martin says, great to see you all at RTX London. Shout out to all the best friends from the UK I met. I came alone, so it was great hanging with other fellow Kind of Funny fans. Tell Greg, thanks for taking a shirtless photo with me. Bucket list item achieved. You need way better things on your bucket list. Way better things than that. That's just sad. Be Seasonal says, paying my birthday tax. Nick, you have to check out Manic on Netflix. Emma Stone, Jonah Hill, Justin Theroux, and Sally Fields. It's an 80s vibe in a dark comedy sci-fi limited series. I've got it queued up.
Is it good?
People keep telling me to check it out. It's not as good as The Great British Bake Off. Nothing is. Sephiroth the Cloud 89 gave us our final 500 cheers for today and says, hey, Nick, Bill Cosby just got convicted 3 years for 2004 assault. Portillo handshake.
It's Sephiroth Cloud.
Is that what
89.
I said? What did I say? What did I call
it? I don't know what you said, but, and I don't blame you, because nobody should know how the fuck to say Sephiroth, which is the bad guy
missed the
from Final Fantasy VII.
I missed the TH there. You know, reading's hard.
It is hard.
Let's do some more of that
Especially
in the chat right now.
Names. Let's get into the chat. Seagag says, Tim, can we get an OLED update? How's the LG? Oh, man. I love it. This TV has been treating me so well. It's been treating Kevin well. Mm. Last night I was watching American Vandal Season 2, and it has the Dolby Vision HDR stuff. God, it looks good. Those blacks are so dark.
Well, that's a good one for
so
the TV.
Impossibly dark.
So impossibly dark. Where are you at with the new iPhones? Did you order one? Are you upgrading to the S?
That's the whole story. You know what? I'll tell the story right now because it's pretty brief. Remember the whole fucking ongoing Sprint saga
please don't
of
order
me
one, just
not being able to return my damn iPhone that I had an extra for no reason that I didn't order? Guess what? I was in London trying to update or upgrade to the new thing. I was all ready. I was preloaded and everything. I hit upgrade and it's like, oh, your upgrade plan's not tied to this iPhone. It's tied to the iPhone I fucking returned.
That's so funny.
And I couldn't call anyone because I was in London. So for the first time ever, I don't got my fucking phone on the first day and I feel like a peasant.
Yeah.
And I hate this.
Look at that horrible, ugly old thing that you
honestly
have.
I love this thing
so
much.
Look at how terribly fucking lame you are.
We're going to the Apple Store today.
Are we?
Yes.
Let's go.
I want to hold that Max.
Are you going to go to the Max?
Well, I want to hold it. But if that's the plan.
Yeah.
Bigger, better, dude.
Yeah.
It's the only way to go.
I think I finally talked D into getting the XS.
XS, okay.
Yeah, the 10X, excuse me. Yes. XS. I gotta stop calling it XS.
XS.
Because it's, by the way, I don't know what's harder to say, 10S or XS, but they're both terrible.
10S.
Just want
Max.
Everyone to know that is terrible branding. It's hard to say. And it sounds like a Pepsi. You know what Max reminds me of? Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
And that's fucking terrible.
That has two X's.
All right.
Slappers Only 85 says, which TV did Tim just mention? It's the LG OLED series. So there's the. There's B, C, G, Q, there's an E as well, and the number after it's whatever year. So I have a C6, so that's the 2016 model, but now we're on the 8s, and the 9s are coming out soon.
Titan Media responded to the Bill Cosby thing, says 3 years doesn't sound like a whole lot for the amount of things he was accused of, though I don't know all he was convicted of. Yeah, I have to read into that story, but that does seem a skosh light, but he's also really old, so I don't know if that played into the ruling at all.
McSui says, hey, you dumb losers. Love ya.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Yasman is asking if me and Jay have seen the Bachelor Vietnam viral video. No. I will check that out later.
Mr. Yasman also asking, Nick, did you hear that Mel Gibson will direct The Wild Bunch? I had two really funny Mel stories queued up. It was going to be, they were both there for a dumb joke that I was going to make about. And your next Mel is, it was about Mel's Kitchen and Mel Gibson. Not a good joke.
That would have been really good.
I know.
That would have been super fucking good.
I know. Next up in Mel News, Mel's Kitchen. You see what I'm saying? It writes itself.
Yeah.
Let's go into Sub-Only mode. All right. Let's see. Hey, Tim, I got to know. Are you Team Ellora or Team Bianca? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Ellora?
Ellora and Bianca. This seems like something I should know. I like being team things, you know?
Underpaid drummer says, Nick, can you have Cool Greg give you the one and give me a stunning recommendation for law school that I can send to Harvard?
Spyro 3. I didn't like Spyro 3.
Sorry. Hey, what's up, Harvard University? You know what's better than getting really smart people into your cool law school? Getting people in who know how to party. And let me tell you, there's no better way to party than with Underpaid Drummer. And you probably, I don't know his real name, so we'll just call him that. But he likes to drink these, and he also does cocaine. Cool. Send that to Harvard and see.
I do cocaine.
Let me know how that goes for you. I do cocaine.
Let's do one more.
All right.
One more good one.
Omega Batman still reminded me, don't sleep on Future Man. I'll get around to it.
I watched 2 episodes of Future Man.
Yeah.
Didn't like.
Okay.
Didn't like at all. It reminded me very, very much so of the hit IGN Start Show Game Shop.
Oh. So just written by a bunch of people that don't actually understand.
Yeah. It's pretty much.
Medium. Oh, that's shit talking for the sake of shit talking. all right, everyone, on that beautiful note, we'll take it out. Tim, good to have you back.
Adios, amigos.
I'll be back
tomorrow. See you soon.
With Greg Miller on The Morning Show, 11 a.m. PT. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, please, please, please leave a comment in the comments below. I love jumping in there and keeping the conversation going. Subscribe to this channel and stick around because if you're watching live, you got a special treat. Greg and Andrea up next. Cool, Greg, please cut the feed.